the doghouse as we review the penultimate Supercross races of the season.
Gosh, you love that word, don't you?
We do. Penultimate. Anytime you can say penultimate and you don't use it, shame on you.
Yeah. I don't even know how to say other words. Like,
you don't know how many times I've used that word having nothing to do with race.
Oh yeah,
I do that every time I get married. I say this is my penultimate wife.
The one before the second to last one. I respect that, Ken.
The one before the last.
Yeah.
Your lawyer cries every time.
No, like, my lawyer's just happy there's at least one more coming along.
He's like, I probably won't have one after this.
Yeah. My lawyer, Michael Avenatti.
I thought you were a Cohen guy.
No, not Cohen. No. He's a dirty New Yorker.
Oh, so bad. Anyways, yeah, so Supercross is almost over. I think the surprising thing for me is there's only one week off between Supercross and Motocross.
2 weeks.
One, I believe.
Two.
Right? They finish this week, and then they race in 2 weeks.
That's got to be close to being right, because we're already into the, you know, we're through the, basically through the first week of May almost. And yeah.
Yeah, so it's the last round is May 11th, May 25th, so that's 1 week off after that. Is Palakkala Fox Raceway there in Pala? Right, so they only get 1 week off.
That's amazing.
They race on the second week.
You don't get much healing in a week.
No healing.
Well, that's why. And Mr. Webb is not going to be racing in the outdoors.
And Tomac is. He announced this week he's going to race outdoors because Tomac has got to like prove the point himself that he can't beat Jet Lawrence. And I feel sorry for him because, you know, he's falling into the trap that a lot of older pros make.
Yeah.
That is, right? They want to go out on top.
And they didn't.
He can't go out on top because the problem is he wanted to come back and prove he was better than Jet Lawrence and then retire.
I think he's
doing the opposite.
But at the same time, there are some rumors swirling. He's going to be back. At least for Supercross next year.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
But not on Yamaha. He's looking at being on the Triumph 450 next year.
I don't see that.
Yeah,
I don't really see it either.
I don't.
But because that's some of the rumors back going to around. Be a
development.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you what I predict
for the right price
is if he gets his ass handed to him in the motocross season, which I expect because Lawrence is stronger in motocross than he is in Supercross. And I think that what will happen, in fact, Hunter is probably even better than Tomac at this point in motocross. And I think he ends up finally coming to the realization that his glory days have gone, right? So
I think his big call to come back was also there's more than a few two-time champions.
There's a lot of two-time champions, yeah.
Right. And how do you distinguish yourself? By not being one, by winning a third championship.
I don't know. The worst thing you can do, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, is going out looking foolish, in my opinion. And I think a lot of aging pros do.
But this is what happens to him, is they get stuck, right?
Yeah.
Like, he now looks like a fool.
Right.
And I love Eli Tomac. He was a great guest.
I do too. And he was a regular favorite. We criticized Eli a lot because he was inconsistent, but we've always been a fan.
Right. He's not stuck.
Yeah. Now he's stuck. He's got himself.
He looks like a fool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if he doesn't race next season, he goes out as a fool. If he comes back next season, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah. That's my point. My point is, at what point do you accept leaving as a fool and realize you were a fool?
Right. Like, he was a fool for coming. The injury gave him the out.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It was perfect. Yeah, it was perfect.
I mean, it wasn't perfect because he was injured.
Well, no, I'm saying it was a perfect opportunity for him to retire that nobody could criticize him for it, right? He's now created all these venues to criticize him.
Yeah.
And he's still in third place. He's tied with third with Chase.
Second loser.
Yeah, right, exactly. Second loser. I mean, we're okay.
But does that mean he's incapable of running?
And what he motocross? Did, he also did something that hurts me personally by coming back, because he was out of shape and he wasn't in riding shape, and he's kind of lost the edge.
Yeah,
he now has it so that Jet Lawrence can tell people his first championship, he beat Eli Tomac heads up.
Yep.
Instead of Eli Tomac was retired and I just beat a bunch of guys.
Yeah, I mean,
slowest Supercross champ ever, and I beat an injured Cooper Webb.
Yeah, if he didn't do this, he could always say, in my opinion, if he didn't make this comeback, he could always said, in my prime 5 years ago, there's no way Jet Lawrence could beat me. And
he
nobody
could have said that. He can't.
He could have said it. He can't now.
No, he can't.
Yeah, he can't now. Because now it's like
Ricky Carmichael, even though Ricky Carmichael, this is what I love about Ricky Carmichael. He always talks about how, these guys would kill me. Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But he doesn't have to say it because he knows he's the GOAT, and everybody knows he's the GOAT, and that's just the fact that you're the GOAT.
Yeah. He's got the record to back him up.
He has the record, and he raced some big time names too.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, But now Tomek, like Dungy can sit there and say, oh, my prime, I had to beat him. And I truly believe that. I believe in Tomek's time he could have beat him.
The point is, if you leave without tarnishing your record,
it rarely happens.
Anybody can say it. No.
It rarely happens.
Villopoto definitely.
Dungy
definitely did.
No,
yeah.
Dungy came back. Dungy came back and showed nothing.
He did come back and show nothing.
Yeah, he did.
He came back for that motocross, but motocross.
Yeah, he did.
That was a mistake.
That was a mistake. Yeah,
it happens across all different sports, and that's why I think he'll be back again next year.
Well, a lot of people make the mistake of coming back in professional sports. That's kind of where we started this whole thing. You don't have to be one of those stupid people, right?
I mean,
Ken Roczen will be back.
I'm as dumb as a box of rocks, so I would.
Yeah, Ken Roczen will. But we've always said, what are we going to say about Ken Roczen? Another championship just out of his reach.
Another season unfinished.
Yeah, exactly.
Another season unfinished.
Right. But what has Ken Roczen got to lose? He doesn't have the legacy. He doesn't have it.
The full length of his other leg? I don't know.
Right. Yes.
Guy got
he definitely doesn't have a legacy. He probably doesn't have an armacy.
Well, he's a never was.
He was a never was, exactly.
I know there's going to be a lot of people who hate this. Right? There's going to be a lot of people who hate this. You have no idea how glad I am he never won a championship. And that's why I wish Jet did it, because everybody can tell me how great he was because the press pushed that guy way further than his talent did.
Yeah.
Right. And
he was the hero of NBC Sports.
Right. Until Jet came along.
A lot more than NBC Sports. He's always been a hero of the broadcasters, regardless where they've been on.
Yeah.
That's always been that way. And frankly, all the promise that he had in 250, which was a lot, did not show up in the 450s.
No. I think. And to sit there and then go, he's one of the greatest. I don't view that.
He was always a competitive rider. That's not a champion.
He was always competitive, right? That doesn't make him great.
Right, exactly.
Right? That doesn't make him great.
Yeah.
Or else Mike Alessi.
I feel terrible for Cooper Webb. I really do. I feel bad for him.
The guy
yeah.
can't catch a break.
He can't.
Injured.
He went through, he had the same thing happen to him. If you remember back in the 250s, he had the same thing happened to him.
Yep.
He just got, and his injury was much more substantial back then. But now he's got to be a hard injury. He's at a big disadvantage now, right?
Yeah. I mean, unless Jason Anderson. I'm going to talk about the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. Cooper Webb Bogarting. I mean, not Cooper Webb. Jet Lawrence Bogarting Hunter Lawrence.
Yeah. Why is that an elephant in the room? That's not even surprising.
No, that didn't surprise me at all.
And then that limey guy. Is limey a bad word? I don't know. The British guy.
Australian? Diffie.
Is he Australian?
He's Australian.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
That just means he's like kangaroo sweat.
Yeah, whatever. Kangaroo man. Kangaroo man sat there and he was like, oh, yeah, no. He had to because Anderson was catching up. Anderson wasn't catching up. You had a better chance of me passing him.
Yeah.
Hey, Anderson wasn't catching up. He passed him because he didn't want his brother to get a win.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't either if I was him.
Yeah, I can't hold that against him.
No, not at all.
Sure. I mean, he's racing for a championship. Hunter is not.
Yeah, but his championship
you never know. Those 5 points. Worst case scenario, those 5 points.
Let's look at it a different way. Phil, would you give up a race win for any of your siblings?
That is the wrong person to ask.
Yes. I wouldn't.
No,
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either. And the thing about it is that at that point that that's going on, he's still got to worry about Cooper, right? He needs those points, right? He needs the points. He can't afford to give those points to his brother. And frankly, if he can get away with it, he should do it.
He's 20 points ahead of Cooper.
Yeah. Yeah. And he would only been 15 points ahead.
Yeah. Those 5 points could be a difference in the worst case scenario. Yeah.
We kind of skipped over the 250s where in
let's get to the 250s.
Because the 250s is the only place where there's any excitement.
Yes, that is true. I would agree with that.
You know,
Levi Kitchen, apparently him and Cooper were splitting the bad luck, right? Levi Kitchen, I think, was in a position to walk with the championship, right?
Yeah. And then last week he just...
Yeah, and last week, you know, so, I mean, now Hayden Deegan's within reach.
Oh, no. It's R.J. Hampshire. No,
R.J. Hampshire. Yeah, sorry, R.J. Hampshire.
Well, but not only Hampshire,
it is a winner
right?
takes off. It's a winner takes off. Whoever wins, wins.
Yeah, those guys, two. Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, like, you got two guys who are going to be racing for the championship, and you know they're going to be out front, and you got a little bit of a battle over in the what you call it.
In the
you
east.
You got two other guys in the east, but you got two other guys that could screw this up by getting a win.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like Jordan Smith and RJ and Joe Shimoda are over 20 points back.
It's amazing to me when I look
at
the standings.
But a wreck is a wreck.
It just blows me away to see Joe Shimoda in the top four. Right?
He waited to get his win
until this past week.
But you know, here's the thing. Had.
Yeah. Is we've poo-pooed him, right? He had one DNF and he has
he got caught up in that first round,
two-thirds
crash,
and three-fifths.
Three-fifths. He didn't have a great season, and his win was just this past week. So, you know, that win made a big difference.
He's peaked at the right time to get a new contract.
He's peaked at the right time to get a new contract, but he's not winning anything. So,
yeah, but that could be this could be a bit. Levi Kitchen and RJ Hampshire got to figure out the way to get out front and let them settle it.
Yeah.
Because if you go over, Vial still has to race Deegan because it's only 15 points.
It's only 15 points.
And in an East-West showdown, we saw the last one. It's very easy to get trapped back.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely is. I think this is the best this is the best East-West showdown we've had in a few years coming up this year in the 250s. In the 450s, no. I mean, in 450 is not, it's not East West Showdown, but it's just for a season finale, it's just not.
Yeah.
It's,
I mean, it's Jet Lawrence's race. So,
well, he just, he DNFs or he wins the championship.
Right. Yeah. But you heard what Phil just said.
What?
Is Jets,
say is Jets to lose? Is Jets championship to lose? Well, I said that to him. I said it a couple weeks ago and it hasn't hurt him yet. So maybe we're losing a little bit of our. You know,
we have to focus
our cursing
our
ability.
Better.
Yeah.
But yeah, in the 250s though, we have we have two races going on. You know, you got
you have Deegan and Vialli.
Deegan and Vial, and you have Kitchen and Hampshire. And Kitchen and Hampshire, there's a lot more pressure on one of them than the other. But Vial can't sit there and like watch the race happen and be like, let me pick my spot.
No,
because there's enough points to be dropping in places.
Yeah. He can't do it. The thing is that the four guys at the top of the standings and then two in the east and the west, they have to race hard this coming weekend. I mean, they have to, you know,
and they got to race hard right from the heat races.
Yeah. And, you know, even without that, you know that Vial wants to be Kitchen. He wants to be the top guy.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So they're all going to be playing this, and Deegan's young. He's just going to hang it all out. And, it won't really matter. He's got the biggest risk is on Hayden Deegan, because I know he'll probably push too
hard. And if this was a 450s and this close, we'd be talking about team orders and all that kind of stuff. But we're not going to talk about it in the 250s because they're out for themselves.
Yeah,
but they got to be.
Yeah, if you're in competition for the championship, they're not going to give you team orders anyways. They're not going to do that. No. They're not going to tell you lose a championship. They never will.
At the same time, I also don't see them.
Or no one will listen anyway.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. Well, who do you guys think right now is the best rider in 250s, East and West?
Kitchen and VO.
That's not. Who do you think is best? That's a cop out. We call that Warren. Okay.
No, I think they're riding the best.
No, who is the best overall?
Oh, best overall. Oh, probably Kitchen.
Okay.
I take him at overall.
Okay.
You mean my first?
As of late, if you're going to ask me who I think the best guy who's riding the best the last four or five rounds, I'm going to say McAdoo.
Okay.
He but crashed, I mean, and ended out.
But who do you think is the overall best rider?
Who do I think is going to win this week?
Yeah.
Deegan.
Really? Okay.
I don't think he wins the championship.
But that wasn't the question. Who's the best rider? Not who's going to win this coming weekend. Who do you think?
Best rider? I'd say McAdoo.
Really? Okay.
Right. I mean, yeah.
We're all going to pick something different. I'm going to say Vialli.
That last round, but before that he was 4 seconds and a win, which is even better than which is rival to Vial.
Right. Yeah,
I think
you could make an argument for McAdoo, but I think you win based on performance for a whole season, and I think Vialli's performance for this whole season,
he's had a good season in the business.
Kitchen, I think, is we've talked about him for a couple years now, but he never put together a really really good season like he did this year.
Well, this is the first time he's been on a factory bike too.
I think this is one of the most interesting races that we've seen in a long time.
Yeah,
because I think there's probably half the field, not that may be exaggerating, a third of the field that's going to be out there are viable winners of a race. The thing is, the guys that if you had to bet your money on, the top four guys are the guys that if you were betting, the betting odds would definitely be in favor of one of them winning.
Yeah.
I wouldn't surprise you with Deegan. The thing about Deegan is I think he needs a little bit more seasoning. I think he makes some bad decisions.
I think this race is going to be a slobber knocker.
Yeah. Oh, right? I think so too.
I think there's going to be tight passing and lots of hitting.
Because no one wants to give up a position. I mean, look at the top six.
No one can afford to.
If you just look at the top six, Vial, Deegan, Brown, and I forgot who the West.
Now, you know, we're saying all that.
Smith.
And one of these, you know, we're saying all this, and one of these guys will get the whole shot and will break away.
Everybody
chasing him. Right.
But
there could be another pile up in the first turn. You never know.
Absolutely could be.
I think if one of the top six guys, right? And by that I'm saying Kitchen, Hampshire, Smith, Shimoda, Deegan, and Vial.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think if one of them don't get the whole shot, I think if somebody like a McAdoo or a Thrasher or an Antsy or Swole,
definitely
Swole came out of nowhere last week.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to let Antsy get away because you're not going to catch him.
Right. If one of those guys gets out front, whole rest of the race for everybody behind him, it's going to turn into banging bars and cut off passes and brake checks in the corners.
Yeah, it's going to get ugly.
And it's going to get ugly. And I think Deegan is the one in that group that can race the ugliest and still win.
I agree that he can race the ugliest, but sometimes in racing the ugliest, he actually hurts himself too.
Yeah. But I think he's the guy, right? Like Vial,
if it comes down to that, I don't think he'll be the winner. If it gets down to the banging the bars, he'll be in there and he'll mix it up, but you know, get
he may in mixing it up take somebody completely out of the championship too.
Yeah,
and he always seems to mix it up and gets back up.
Yeah,
right. Like I think that if it gets up, it's like when you're racing with Cooper Webb. If it gets ugly, Cooper Webb's going to still fight through it. He might mess up, yeah, but he's still coming for you.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to talk about Cooper Webb because I think that's the saddest story this season.
Yeah. No, I know. But you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, all right, even hurt, he's coming for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And stuff. And I feel like, you know, Vial is a clean, hard racer.
He's what you would say. He's an ideal technical racer.
Yeah. Ansi's kind of in there too, with that, in my opinion.
Ansi's pretty good, but Ansi needs to be out in front. Yeah. He doesn't do so good front, going
it's
through.
It's over. He's gone.
Yeah, it's over. But he's not so good when he's in the middle of the pack. Of course, nobody is very good in the middle of the pack because that's the most dangerous place in Supercross to be.
Well, unfortunately,
Jordan Smith can tell you that.
Jordan Smith is a surprise though this season. I think he's a surprise.
He's done well.
He's done very well
in the grand scheme of things. I mean, he's not going to win the championship.
I don't know. Like he
controls his destiny as far as rides go.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought last year he controlled his destiny and he got all mad because he claimed Deegan cost him the championship. And to me, Jordan Smith should come in a bit of a whiner.
Yeah,
he Deegan wasn't racing last year.
There's not many racers that are near the top of their respective series that aren't bits of whiners, right? Because they all think that the only way that they don't win is if somebody does something dirty to them, right? So
I'm okay with dirty racers.
Well, we're not going to get to see it again this week because it's on Peacock.
Yeah.
Who watches it on Peacock?
What's Peacock?
Yeah, what's Peacock? Yeah.
So no one gets to see. I would hate to see Supercross's ratings for this year in comparison to.
They're probably great on YouTube. That's where I get it.
Yeah, right on. Amen to YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think that counts in the ratings though.
Does for
me. Yeah, but I don't care because you just gave a perfect example why the ratings mean nothing because it's not going to be on live.
Yeah, here's my I don't care face. So they finish up this weekend in Salt Lake City, Utah. And we'll see, right? I don't know what time gate drop is, but
7 p.m.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's American time or Utah time.
7 p.m. It's Eastern Peacock. Time on Peacock.
It's
American time. Yeah, so it's American time.
Yeah.
Right. Because real America's here.
Arguably, and I'm not sure anything associated with NBC is considered American, but okay.
Oh, yeah, that's actually true. Yeah.
And I'm looking at the track because I was curious what they were going to do with the track because Utah, they always get something a little crazy going with it.
I'm sure it'll be an interesting track. I mean, it's
right out of the
finale.
First left-hand turn, starting turn, is right into some whoops.
Yeah.
So it's going to be,
there it is.
Boom, and you're on it. So that's going to be an
whoever gets the hole shot
is going to have an advantage.
It's going to have to press really hard because if a pack of them get to those whoops, it's going to be a mess. Yeah.
Phil was giving us some kind of hand signal.
No, I don't think it was for us.
Else. I was giving this to somebody else.
Yeah.
All right. So who cares about Peacock? Watch it where you can, people. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's terrible. Terrible.
Absolutely. You know, Peacock's worthwhile if you don't pay for it.
Yeah. But then once they were like, you got to pay for it. I was like, nope.
Yeah, forget that.
Yeah. Nope. I can have stream sprees up on sites that don't charge me that much.
Yeah, I'm not too big into, you know, getting the national shuffleboard championship. So
no, not at all. Not at all. All right. And then this week coming up, we also have MotoGP. Right? MotoGP will be in I believe they're in where is it? France. Le Mans.
They're at Le Mans.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't last weekend, it's this weekend.
I know, Phil. I was checking you out.
Yeah, you're just checking me. That's fine.
I never thought you'd be so ignorant as to actually post it up Facebook without.
Well, I didn't. I was like, oh man, I hadn't looked. I didn't know you were setting me up, jerk.
It's just a test. And then, it's just a test. Everybody fails once in a while, Phil. It's okay.
Yeah. And then the following week, we have Moto America at Barber, which should be entertaining. And then in like a month,
it won't
from
be a
then,
thousand
we have World Superbike again.
World Superbike. People can't even spell it anymore. Okay, it's been so long.
Well, I was like, Superbike racing. Do they still do that?
When they put the schedule together for World Superbike, you think they said that they actually said, okay, we're going to race here, then we're going to wait a month, then we're going to race here, then we're going to wait 2 months. And then when nobody actually bothers to pay any attention to anything about our sport.
Yeah, I think the difference is we'll start the real season. We were looking at it wrong. We were looking at it like, man, we need television. We didn't look at it logistically. Like MotoGP, it's like, pack the stuff on a plane, let's get it there.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, bring in a container ship.
Yeah, right. Send them through Baltimore Harbor.
We have to go from England to Italy. Yeah. What does that take on a container ship?
Yeah.
Oh, right. No. Exactly. Get the used sea cans out. No, yeah. I don't want no new one.
Why do these ships all have sails on them? I don't get it.
Yeah, look how much money we saved those sails, though.
We saved so much money. Right.
And we got to bank the carbon.
Either that or they got like an old World War II ferry. Put all the bikes and trucks on. Let's go.
All right. Here's your barge, boy.
I think the sales thing might be kind of accurate because they could bank the carbon credits.
They could do it. They
to
could.
Offset the racing.
You got 2 months. So, I mean, you could actually do it that way. Okay. You could legitimately put it. In fact, you could do it on a rowboat.
I wonder if there's a billionaire doghouse listener that would be willing to fund us sailing between the World Superbike races next year.
We beat them consistently. We'll
get there and then like rent like electric scooters.
We should do that.
We have to charge every 20
Who's
miles.
Got money? Prove us wrong.
If you think you got money, you can't do that. It doesn't even have to be a big sailboat. I mean, we could do a 60 footer.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a small yacht.
Yeah, and we're going to need somebody.
we're going to need a tender
with
for crew. Food.
With yeah. crew. Yeah,
with crew. Be with crew.
With crew.
We
would never make it. Swedish never bikini make it models, please.
Couple of masseuses.
We had to do it ourselves. I don't know where we did.
Yeah, though. We have to have some reason to actually want to get to our destination. Come on.
Oh, yeah, he's got to come with tickets.
Right? Otherwise, we'll just go in circles. We don't really care.
We're here. We're leaving.
And World Superbike's already able to go in circles, so they don't need us.
I would enjoy that. I don't know if I'd like spending that much time with you guys, but just to beat the.
Well, we're gonna have a tender, and we can take turns getting away from each other by going on to the tender.
Yeah, you're gonna need a cruise ship to follow behind.
Yeah, right. but it would be fun.
Anyways, yeah, that's the racing we have coming up. So Le Mans there.
So Supercross and MotoGP.
So yes. Le Mans, anybody want to make a prediction?
For Le Mans?
Yeah.
For the book of no accountability?
No, this is just for
the reason I bring that up, there's a lot of people and there's been a lot of press along talking about, the guy racing in the series that's got the best record at Le Mans is Marquez, and will it be his first win? He will get a win this season. I don't doubt that.
Well, he also had the best record at COTA, and he didn't get a win there.
But not this season. He didn't. But, that's, again, I don't think when he went to COTA, it was a little too early in the season. He wasn't ready for that yet. I don't know if he is ready now or not. I don't know. It's not like I'm going to pick him. I already said I won't pick him until he wins one.
Well, he almost won last week.
He became damn close to it last week.
Yeah, his first loser. That's why.
Yeah, it's first loser.
That.
Yeah,
first loser is not yeah. almost.
Phil's
winning.
A hater. Phil is just a plain loser. Hater.
He does. Phil, you know something? Anybody does well, he hates.
That is actually a true statement.
I know that.
I hate winners.
Yeah, hate winners.
Winners of life.
That guy won a championship. He sucks.
Well, since nobody,
he said to me.
Since nobody predicted it, and since I'm not picking him for the poll, I'll do it. I'll say this will be Mark Marquez's first win, but he doesn't get my pick for the poll until he actually puts one into the bank.
I'd almost be happier seeing Pedro Acosta win then.
Oh, I'd love that, but I don't. Pedro Costa, he's got some issues having to do with maintaining his tires at toward the end of the race. Which the KTM is not known for. So, but no, he, you know what? He's just trying to stay healthy because he's going to be on the factory KTM next season. That's put that in the bank.
I put that in the book.
Jack Miller's already
shopping. NTNradio.com. We'll be back next week to show you exactly how little we know about racing.